Thursday, August 8th, and this is Journal Sentinel Delivered, a look at today's top stories from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. A small electrical fire in a utility tunnel forced officials to shut off power to Mitchell International Airport for 2.5 hours on Tuesday. It slowed airport operations to a crawl, darkened shops and restaurants, and knocked out air conditionings on an 87-degree day. An electrical contractor was working on cables in the tunnel just north of the parking structure when the fire was reported about 1:30 in the afternoon. Power was shut down about 3:30 so that crews could make necessary repairs. Power was restored about 6 p.m. The airport's control tower uses a different power source and was not affected. No one was injured, and there was no substantial damage. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation will install special devices on 15 bridges throughout the state that were built with a similar design to the I-35 bridge that collapsed last week in Minneapolis. The devices will monitor both horizontal and vertical movements in the bridge supports and will feed the information to Transportation Department offices 24 hours a day. Those measurements could alert engineers about shifting and warn of a dangerous problem or imminent collapse. All 15 bridges will be inspected within the next week. The University of Wisconsin Systems Board of Regents voted Tuesday to raise resident undergraduate tuition 5.5%, despite not knowing how much tax money the system will get in the upcoming year. Lawmakers seem to be weeks away from resolving the state budget, which will set UW funding. Republican lawmakers have called for a 4% cap on tuition increases. Democrats, who control the Senate, want to provide $124 million more in funding over 2 years than Republicans, who control the Assembly. University regents said they had no choice but to set tuition now because students are returning to UW campuses in a few weeks. Bar Louie is back in business on Water Street, but not without raising questions about whether Milwaukee has different rules for downtown bars than for neighborhood taverns. The Common Council interrupted its August recess to renew Bar Louie's liquor license Tuesday, just a week after a paperwork mix-up forced the popular tavern to temporarily shut down for what could have been 5 weeks. Aldermen renewed the license unanimously and without debate in a 2-minute special meeting. But Frank Tenuta wants to know why they didn't do the same for his restaurant in Milwaukee's Bayview neighborhood in late 2005. Like Bar Louie, Tenuta's Italian restaurant missed the 30-day deadline for license renewal applications. Tenuta had asked the council to hold a special meeting to avoid a shutdown of his business, but unlike Bar Louie, he didn't get one. Tenuta said he had a shutdown for a week, laying off 30 employees around Thanksgiving. He reopened for 2 weeks, serving just food, but without alcohol, he said sales plunged, customer traffic dropped, and clients canceled holiday parties. Vandals caused at least $5,000 in damage when they broke into the Kosciuszko Community Center on the city's south side early Tuesday. A county park supervisor discovered several broken windows, broken trophy cases, and damage to a vending machine. Anyone with information about the vandalism is asked to contact the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office. For a new generation of drivers, safety could come through a national wireless network that would enable cars to communicate electronically with one another and with the roads they're driving on. Experts at an auto industry conference in Traverse City, Michigan, say the initiative could be rolling out over the next 10 to 25 years. The network would take today's global positioning systems and turn-by-turn directions a step further. On the highways of the future, a broken-down vehicle on the interstate could send wireless messages to approaching cars and trucks, and could even apply the brakes on those vehicles automatically if the drivers are distracted. Similar warnings could be sent to alert drivers about cars in their blind spots, or if construction work ahead will require a lane change. In business news, MGIC Investment Corporation is considering backing out of its multi-billion-dollar purchase of Radiant Group, making the merger the latest potential victim of the collapsing subprime loan market. MGIC is a Milwaukee-based company that is the nation's largest mortgage insurer. The company said Tuesday it doesn't think it must go through with the deal after last week's announcement that both companies could lose their entire $1 billion joint investment in a subprime mortgage investment company. However, Philadelphia-based Radian responded that there is no reason for the merger to be called off, saying it would share any loss equally with MGIC. Gander Mountain Company is preparing to return to its roots as a catalog company after winning a lawsuit in federal court against Cabela's. Mark Baker, chief executive officer at Gander, said his company will make an announcement this fall about a new direct marketing initiative. He's hoping to step up Gander's competitive position against Cabela's, which has been opening new retail stores to compete with Gander Mountain. Cabela's been trying to stop Gander from selling products through catalogs or over the internet. In features and entertainment, there's a new movie opening today, but there's little new about it. Daddy Day Camp is a sequel of sorts to the 2003 hit comedy Daddy Daycare, starring Eddie Murphy. The sequel stars Cuba Gooding Jr. as a father who decides to turn around a rundown summer camp. The jokes are predictable and filled with bathroom humor, but there's also some positive messages about father-son relationships. The combination earns 2 stars in a review in today's Q section. In sports, San Francisco's Giants slugger Barry Bonds became baseball's home run king Tuesday night after hitting his 756th career homer at AT&T Park in San Francisco. He beat the previous record of 755 home runs set in the 1970s by Hank Aaron. Bonds received a hero's ovation in his hometown Tuesday night, but he remains a controversial figure in sports over questions of steroid use. In football, General Manager Ted Thompson and the Green Bay Packers appear ready to ride the Rapids with another year of Marquand Manuel at the strong safety position. It's halfway through the second week of training camp. None of the young safeties has mounted a serious challenge, and Manuel looks entrenched as the number one strong safety, the position that he played so poorly a year ago. The Packers apparently figure that Manuel couldn't possibly perform any worse. Today's weather will be partly cloudy, warm and humid, with highs of 80 lakefront and 87 inland. Winds will be north to northeast at 8 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight will be cloudy with a low of 68. For these headlines and updated news throughout the day, check in with NewsWatch and JSOnline.com. This is Kay Nolan, and thank you for listening to Journal Sentinel Delivery.
Subscribe to Home Delivery of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and receive a special podcast listener subscription offer. To learn more, call 1-800-759-NEWS and mention the podcast offer, or go online at jsonline.com/offers and enter the offer code PODCAST. Hurry, this offer won't last long.